Welcome back to Stand with Kelly and Nikki Chewbacca. So glad to have you with us. We hope you hit subscribe while you were on break, caught all of our episodes at standshow.org. Well, we've been talking about our interview with Alan Dershowitz. Something I think is interesting is in his book, War Against the Jews, which we were talking about, he makes the point that this particular conflict that's happened has created, by bringing to light some of the hidden feelings that people have in America, surprising anti-Semitism and surprising support, that it has blended lines or blurred lines of advocacy and enemies that weren't there before. So people who previously would have found themselves political opponents are now political allies, and vice versa. He makes that point. And that it has caused some interesting disruptions for the 2024 election. And we've already seen that, like in the primaries, especially in March primaries, we saw a lot of, on the Democrat side, undecided or uncommitted votes of people who actually were really disappointed, Democrats who were really disappointed that the Biden administration hasn't been more supportive of Hamas and Palestinians. And so they're against Biden. They're just not going to vote for Biden. And then similarly, people who identify themselves as Democrats being really upset that some of the left has taken such a strong pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas position that they find themselves distancing from the Democrat Party and Democrat leadership and are reluctant to vote for the Democrat administration and are either going to vote Republican or unsure or just not going to vote, which could really affect voter turnout. I think that this, so I want to chat with you about it and get your take, but I think that this presents a unique opportunity. So this isn't something that is kind of contrived by the media or a force by nonprofit groups in America. It sort of popped up, you know, from a provoked conflict from Hamas last October. And America's responding. So a little bit like Arab Spring that happened, you know, many years ago that our intelligence community didn't anticipate. I think this is something America didn't anticipate. The American indoctrination machine, if you will, didn't anticipate. That suddenly has made strange bedfellows, political bedfellows across the country, and left us in a place that provides opportunity for unity, just like we were talking about in our last episode, where there's been dialogue and discussion and people looking at each other differently going, I didn't expect to find myself in the same camp as you, but this is actually a really big issue. This issue of what happens between Israel and Palestine, actually Israel and Iran, Israel and the entire Middle East, it affects the entire global stability. It affects our relationship with the Middle East, but it affects entire global stability. And what you think about this conflict and about these people groups has tremendous consequences. You know, when you see these pro-Palestinian supporters in New York and such holding up Nazi flags, it affects, like we're talking about how you think about things, not just what you think. I think most people, we have to say most because it isn't all, most people want peace in the Middle East and want this conflict to stop. We want innocent people to stop dying. We want there to be peace. However, we can't support people holding up and espousing Nazi ideology, right? So I like that this is an opportunity for there to be unity between people groups that didn't used to find unity and commonality. What's your take?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting that you say that it's made strange bedfellows because it really shouldn't have. I mean,
That's a great point.
We have for so many decades had a consistent pro-Israel...
Please define we, because the people listening might not
when
know.
When I say we as a country.
I see.
Have had generally pro-Israel stance. Now, Democrats, Republicans have had differences of opinion in terms of their administrations, presidential administrations, on how to achieve a two-state solution and those kinds of things. But America has been, as a matter of policy, at the highest levels of government, a staunchly pro-Israel. And so to see this, that kind of become upended, even though our current President Biden has spoken from the bully pulpit and said, we support Israel, there's also been a lot of underhanded things,
right.
on the other hand, that go where he hasn't. So it's a very strange irony to me that in 2001, we had 9/11,
mm-hmm.
right? And it was a bunch of terrorists who flew a plane into a building, killed...
a couple buildings.
Yeah. Killed hundreds of Americans, right?
Thousands.
Mm-hmm. And our response was... A war on terror. Mm-hmm. We went into Iraq. We invaded a country. We occupied a country, right? And, we went all out.
For years.
Now, we are in a position where we have people in government, our leaders, speaking in support of a terrorist organization.
That's correct.
And defending a terrorist
Their terrorist acts.
And criticizing Israel for doing very much the same thing that we did when we invaded Iraq, right? And so for me, it's the cognitive dissonance between saying we are, having this strong war on terror, and then on the other hand, having leaders now saying, we are standing with this terrorist organization because and against Israel in this conflict is just mind-boggling to me. It's mind-blowing.
Even as the heads of the terrorist organization are saying, we do not want a ceasefire.
And that's why, and to your point, that's why I think we're seeing a coalescing of people who, on lots of other issues, might be on polar opposites.
Mm-hmm.
When they see that kind of double-mindedness, when they see that kind of hypocrisy, when that's, they're like, we're not with you on that one. We're united on this particular piece, and it's an important thing to be united on. Let's be very clear. It's important to be united on our support for Israel, and supporting Israel does not mean being against Palestinians, which is often also how it's how it's framed. It's being against the organization, the government leadership that's leading them, Hamas, which is a terrorist organization. But you're not against Palestinians by supporting Israel. Israel does a lot to support and help Palestinians. There are Arabs in Israeli parliament too. I mean, it's not a situation where it's this, again, another zero sum, issue where you have to saying one thing means that you're
against the other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think America has supported and has tried to broker that two-state solution multiple times. I think there's been several times it's been offered that Israel has offered it even in this century, and Palestinian leadership has rejected it. And, even this song that they sing, or the motto they have, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Free of what? And the answer is free of Israel. And so that's why they've been rejecting this two-state solution, because they don't want Israel between the sea and the Jordan River, which means getting rid of the state of Israel.
And I think on our end, it's so critical that we as Americans continue to speak out, in addition to what's happening there, but to speak out very strongly against what we're seeing in terms of this rise of anti-Semitism.
Yes.
Because, you and I know, for example, there's not a lot, at least in terms of what our children have been taught in school. We had to teach them about
World War II. They never were taught
Hitler,
about the Holocaust.
The Holocaust, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it's important that we remind the generations that are following us of what can happen, and not to think that we're somehow morally superior and so much better than these others. We are all human. We are all capable of the greatest heroisms and amazing things, but we're also capable of the most horrible depravity.
Right.
And we need to remember the lessons of history and remind ourselves of them. And when we see things like the anti-Semitism that we're seeing, bubble up, not to be silent and to really stand strongly against it and speak loudly against it, because we don't want to go down that dark and dangerous road.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think that that's good. So what do you think this means for the 2024 election? I think this could really have a big effect on Democrat turnout. I think that this might be part of why we're seeing a surge in Republican favoritism for President Trump. I think that could be contributing to it. I think it could have a surprising impact on what happens in 2024. What's your take?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest, right now, the biggest issue is immigration. I think that's going to have the biggest impact. But I do think this issue with what's happening in Israel and the anti-Semitism we're seeing, and Professor Dershowitz tied it also with DEI, like it's all of a piece, this kind of racist tribalism ideology that's,
sure.
People don't like it. And they've seen the damage that it's done in just a few years. So I do think it's going to play a role in the election. I do think that foreign policy is an important issue. I just think that domestic, really, right now, that's probably going to be
top of people's minds.
You know, the bigger thing.
Yeah.
I got to say, though, I really enjoyed Professor Dershowitz's passion, his staple eloquence, and his wisdom.
Yeah.
It was a great interview.
Great interview. Thanks so much for being with us today on Stand with Kelly and Nikki Chewbacca. You can catch all of our episodes at standshow.org. We'd love for you to subscribe, and we'll see you next week.